The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Taylor Ellingson, a teenager, was murdered for being a Republican. And the media is not even talking about it. Primetime broke the story nationally on Tuesday. It hasn't been mentioned on any other network or cable channel.
Talked to a guy who used to be high up in the RNC, right? And he said Trump's not going to run again, that he's too worried about losing.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
All right, brace yourself, because I'm pretty fired up today. All right, buckle in. I saw some of my colleagues say on TV last night that North Dakota killing, it might not have been political. We don't know. The guy might have just been drunk. The guy had said he killed the 18-year-old for being a Republican extremist, and people on our side want to give him the benefit of the doubt? My gosh. If we don't fight, we lose. And I don't mean fight violently. I'm talking about standing up and pushing back against the left. Stacey Abrams claiming that there is no fetal heartbeat, that a 6-week-old baby in the womb doesn't have a heartbeat. That's a manufactured sound created by men who want to take control of a woman's body. And then here in Tampa Bay, a horrific story as the search is on for a suspect who killed a Pinellas County Sheriff's deputy. And I want to bring to the conversation today Roger P. Shulman, who is the legendary newsman, not only here on AM 860 The Answer, but he's been heard in the market for decades and decades. And I know, Roger, you have a personal affinity for law enforcement, as do I. And this is a shocking, heartbreaking story. Bring us the details of the manhunt that is currently underway here in Tampa Bay.
Well, the deputy, and we do support law enforcement here and love our law enforcement, and this deputy is only the second deputy to lose his life in the 110-year history of the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office in the St. Pete, Tampa area. His name is Michael Hartwick, a 19-year veteran of the sheriff's office, 51 years old, has a couple of kids. His mother's still alive. They've been notified. He was working a construction site this morning, guarding it, when a vehicle came along driven by Victor Vasquez, they think that's his name, a 35-year-old man, and killed him. Sheriff Bob Galtieri explains exactly what happened.
He was standing on the shoulder of the road facing northbound. One of the construction crews that was going to pick up the concrete barriers to block off more permanent lane markings on the interstate was traveling northbound, and it was a big, huge construction front loader with the big forklifts on it to move these 1,000-pound concrete barriers. As Deputy Hartwick was facing to the north, the loader, driven by a Hispanic male by the name of Victor Vasquez, struck Deputy Hartwick and killed him instantly, and he died at the scene. After hitting Deputy Hartwick, Vasquez continued north, probably for about a quarter of a mile, pulled the loader off into a parking area, got out, told another construction worker that he had just killed a deputy, and took off his helmet, took off his vest, and began running from the scene. The other worker took his vest and his helmet and hit it in a wooded area to the west of the location. Vasquez is still at large. We're seeking him now actively. Again, his name is Victor Vasquez. He's a Hispanic male, about 35 years old. We believe that he's still on foot somewhere in the area. And again, it's an active scene. We're actively looking for him. He was standing on the shoulder of the road facing northbound.
Wow. Roger, awful, yeah. Awful story. And you know, it's hard. I know as a newsman, you don't want to speculate. We have to be careful here. But, of course, what everybody's talking about in the area as the hunt is on for this guy, why would he run? And the fact is there's a lot of construction companies, these private construction companies that employ illegal immigrants. And I
that
think
is
it's
correct.
That's accurate, right? I mean, and again, we don't know yet. There's no confirmation of this guy's immigration status, but a lot of people are making that assumption, probably for good reason.
Yeah, this was not normal behavior. Normally, a person has an accident and they stop. This is very strange, and we got hundreds of people searching for him. Canines, helicopters, big search going on right now.
Newsman Roger P. Shulman bringing us up to date. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate it very much. It's a tragic story, and our prayers are with the family of this 51-year-old sheriff's deputy who was killed, Deputy Michael Hartwick. And again, the guy's on the loose still because after he ran over him with this truck, he fled, and another construction worker of his hid the vest. He's going to be spending many years in jail too. So again, careful not to speculate. On the other hand, hard to imagine that this guy was not fleeing because of his immigration status. And here we go again. Here we go again. So we shall see. I'll keep you posted on this breaking story as details. And if anybody in the area listening to us on AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota, anywhere here in Tampa Bay, again, this guy's picture is all over the place. Construction worker Victor Vasquez, heavy set Hispanic male, 35 years old. He is on the loose. They think he is still on foot. Let's hope and pray that they bring this guy to justice. I don't know what kind of justice you can get for the cause of the pro-life movement in America when you've got prominent, powerful Democrats like Stacey Abrams asserting that a six-week-old baby in the womb doesn't have a heartbeat. This video has been unearthed. This was something said at an event at the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center in Atlanta. I give you the woman who wants to be governor, senator, president, maybe co-host of The View. Here's good old Stacey Abrams.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
I'm sure she got a round of applause. Derek, see if there's an applause after that clip cuts off. And it's a little hard to hear. I'm going to repeat the quote from Stacey Abrams, who desperately wants to be Georgia's next governor. She still thinks she is Georgia's governor because she never really accepted her defeat the first time. Let me read the quote for you again in case you couldn't hear it. Quote, there is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body. I kid you not. Once in a while, Democrats say and do things that are so stunning that it sends me into stunned silence. I almost can't find the words. So let me ask you, let me turn to the smartest radio audience in America. Is she mentally ill? Is she painfully stupid? Or is she desperate? A, B, or C? Give me a call, 1-800-655-MIKE. When Stacey Abrams says that the unborn baby's heartbeat at 6 weeks is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body, I must ask you, A, B, or C, multiple choice, is she... What was the order I put it in? A, B, or C? Well, it's not an actual test. Is she stupid? In other words, is she just a moron? Is she mentally ill? Or is she desperately frightened and realize she doesn't have a chance in hell of winning? Which is it? Give me your answer. 1-800-655-MIKE. We have one open line. 800-655-6453.
The Mike Gallagher Show is on Rumble.com. You'll find the show highlights, interviews, plus you can watch the entire show live every weekday. Just go to Rumble.com and type The Mike Gallagher Show in the search bar. Somebody
knows. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Mike G, or call 800-928-6034 like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G.
This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Taylor Ellingson, a teenager, was murdered for being a Republican. And the media is not even talking about it. Primetime broke the story nationally on Tuesday. It hasn't been mentioned on any other network or cable channel.
Talk to a guy who used to be high up in the RNC, right? And he said Trump's not going to run again, that he's too worried about losing.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
This is a very, very big day. I'm glad you could join us. Thank you for tuning in because we got a ton of breaking news. The Democrats continue their implosion. Stacey Abrams saying on tape that a six-week-old unborn baby's heartbeat is just a manufactured sound in order to let men take control of women's bodies. Hey, Georgia voters, you paying attention? Are you listening? Huge, huge stories politically. The social battles, so many skirmishes, and we gotta stand tall because we have a ton of momentum on this, the 46 days away from the midterm election. Moments ago, the Republicans did what the Republicans needed to do. This is so important.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Republicans in the House of Representatives unveiling the commitment to America. This is similar, I think, in terms of the vibe to Newt Gingrich's contract with America. Here is the man who we all, you know, believe will be the Speaker of the House after Nancy Pelosi gets fired from that position in a couple of months. Here's Kevin McCarthy in Pennsylvania.
We're going to talk about it today. We want an economy that is strong. That means you can fill up your tank. You can buy the groceries. You have enough money left over to go to Disneyland and save for a future. That the paychecks grow, they no longer shrink. We have a plan for a nation that's safe. That means your community will be protected. Your law enforcement will be respected. Your criminals will be prosecuted. We believe in a future that's built on freedom. That your children come first. They're taught to dream big. And we believe in a check and balance, that government should be accountable. No longer special interest. We should work for you, not the other way around like it is today.
What an impressive, enlightening, euphoric thing to say. They work for us. The weaponization of law enforcement and the Justice Department, the FBI, the things we've been witnessing, has to be one of the most important things we get right. The Attorney General of New York, a partisan named Letitia James, promised to go after Donald Trump. She hates the guy, despises him, and was very, very vocal in her promise a few years ago to try to make Trump's life a living hell. This week, she unleashed a lawsuit, a civil lawsuit, not criminal charges, but a civil lawsuit claiming that Trump inflated the value of his properties. Watching the FBI come swooping in and confiscating the cell phone of a private citizen like Mike Lindell, seeing IRS agents unleashed upon the middle class, all these things have to be addressed. And thankfully, Kevin McCarthy, the would-be and likely future Speaker of the House, addressed a lot of it specifically today in revealing what the Republicans' Commitment to America agenda is all about. It includes this.
We're putting it out to the entire country. This is what we'll do. But on that very first day that we're sworn in, you'll see that it all changes. Because on our very first bill, we're going to repeal 87,000 IRS agents.
This is what Republicans have been hoping for. This is what independents have been praying for. This is what many Democrats expect. That the Republicans are going to stand up and tackle inflation, crime, election accountability. It's the House GOP agenda called Commitment to America. Border security. You know, the left wants you to think that, and there's no question there are two factions within today's Republican Party. I'm not going to dispute that. You have the warriors like Jim Jordan, Josh Hawley, whole bunch of them. You've got fighters in the Republican Party who don't seem to be worried about what the Washington Post thinks of them. And then you've got establishment Republicans who are nervous about not being liked by the Beltway. It has to be the only explanation. The Mitch McConnell establishment types who are afraid of rocking the boat, it seems. They are slow and steady, and these aren't bad people. They just don't want to fight. They don't want to get their hands dirty. They think we can play nice. Look at the example of the guy charged with murdering an 18-year-old in North Dakota. Jesse Waters did a great monologue yesterday pointing out the media looking the other way. And yes, the media, the mainstream media, has looked the other way. They haven't made a big deal over the man who was charged and released after running over an 18-year-old that the man driving the car described as a Republican extremist. Does that sound familiar? The phrase Republican extremist? Because we've been hearing that phrase a lot lately. An awful lot. coming from the president on down. And there I am watching TV yesterday, turning on the TV. There's my friend and colleague, Hugh Hewitt. Well, it's DUI. I don't know that it was a political attack. Mark Davis this morning in Dallas. Let's let the facts emerge because we want to make sure that we sort of give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Are you kidding? The police report was very specific over what the guy said. But now suddenly we don't want to believe what the suspect himself said because we don't want to offend people in accusing somebody of a political crime, a political attack. Why would a Republican, why would a conservative, why would anybody be nervous about expecting accountability for a man who said he committed a political crime? And yet, there are those on our side who don't seem to be willing to fight. I love these guys. These are all good people. I'm not trying to rip somebody or tear somebody down who's on my side, but my gosh, I with love tell people on my side, if we don't fight, we're going to lose. If you don't stand up and call these people out for what they... Stacey Abrams saying that a fetal heartbeat is a manufactured sound is evil. I mean, I don't know whether she's mentally ill. I don't know whether she is just delusional. She's not a dumb person. Look at her background. She's no dummy. She knows better. She said it. They've got the tape. As the kids say, we've got the receipts. Here's Stacey Abrams in Atlanta earlier.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from them.
Now, that's as big a lie as her saying she really won the Georgia gubernatorial race last time. She just lies. There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. Don't you trust the science? Are you kidding me? It's a manufactured sound? Are you serious? Well, she's not serious. She's desperate. And pretending that that unborn baby doesn't have a heartbeat is nothing short of evil. Tell me where I'm wrong. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios for a Friday, September 23rd. So glad to have you along for the ride. A lot of breaking news. Tell me what you... And I don't want to make this about a pointed criticism of my colleagues and my friends. I want to know why you think Republicans are so unwilling to fight. Why they're so worried about standing up to these punks, these leftist loonies who say such vile things. Why are we afraid to call out the president for condemning half the country the way he did? Why are people afraid to accept a political attack when it comes from somebody on the left? Maybe you can help me connect the dots. Let's dive in. We got to wake up. We got to fight. We got great news from the Republican Party. The Democrats are desperate. They're frazzled. They're flailing. And they're saying things as absurd as there is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. That's the voice of desperation because they know what's coming in 46 days. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453.
Take Mike with you wherever you go. Download the Salem News Channel app on your mobile device and watch The Mike Gallagher Show anytime. The Mike Gallagher Show in the palm of your hand. Download the Salem News Channel mobile app today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Our job is to work for you, not go after you. Our job is to make America stronger. We believe America is more than a country. America is an idea. We can secure our border. We could become energy independent, where your price of gas is lower. We can build an education system that has a parent's bill of rights, that you have a say in your kid's education. And we could be a check and balance on the rein in this government that's going after the individuals. If you believe like us, join with us. Because this job won't be easy. We'll get it through the House. We need your help to get it all the way to his desk. You know, the president last night already attacked me in this plan. Maybe if I caused that much damage, I'd try to change the discussion too. But you know what? I welcome it. I challenge the president to join with us. Let's go across the country and let's debate what his policies has done to America and our plan for a new direction. And let's let America make the decision for the best way for this country to go forward. So join with us and thank you for what you're doing.
That's the next Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, announcing the Commitment to America agenda. And it is perfect timing, 46 days before the midterm elections. Let's get going. 800-655-MIKE. We'll start with Brett in Marysville, Ohio. Hello, Brett.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
You know, that's why I call myself a conservative, is because the Republicans are so disorganized, and the Democrats, man, they've got one card in the deck all the time, you know?
Yeah, but you only got one party that you can vote for.
That's it. That's the only one. Donald Trump's my man.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks. 800-655-MIKE. Jeff in Chicago. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
You know, I was thinking about your comment earlier about the divide that seems to exist within the Republican Party and how you don't want to necessarily try to turn out people within your own party. But at the same time, what is your threshold for how long you stand for them just sitting silent and not getting, you know, on board and unifying with some of the better ideas coming out of the guys like Hawley and McCarthy?
Yeah, but I don't know that there's a zero-sum gain. In other words, I don't think there's a threshold. We got two different factions within the Republican Party. We've got the fighters, and we've got the go-along-to-get-along establishment types. And we still have to figure out how to unify both sides, right?
I agree, but how long before some of those divisions affect how some of these elections turn out, or even how if we gain the majority in the House,
right,
that there's not infighting over certain issues and they can't unify in time to really start to correct some of the things that need to be corrected?
It's a good question. There's going to still be infighting. There's no way around that. And I just don't see it as warring sides that are at each other's throats. There's going to be differences within the big tent. There's going to be two different ways of looking at things. Right now, we better be in fight mode. If we don't fight, we lose. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Join me.
Mike Gallagher.
I wonder if Mayor Lori Lightfoot really thinks it's a good political strategy to attack the CEO of McDonald's. What, Ronald McDonald wasn't available for you to beat up? Unreal. The CEO of McDonald's points out that Chicago is facing a crime problem, which is making it really tough for business owners. I often think about small and medium businesses in America and dealing with the crime. Who wants to work? I saw Dana Perino tell a story about a Starbucks in New York City the other day where a homeless guy goes in and knocks all the coffees that were all preset out for customers who were going to come in all over the floor. That's a thing right now in New York. Vagrants knocking over trash cans, vandalizing buildings, knocking items off the shelves, just enraged. And then the workers have to clean all that crap up for these degenerates who are doing what they're doing. Who wants to work there? The business climate has never been more perilous. Nobody knows that better than the president and CEO of Job Creators Network, our friend Alfredo Ortiz, who joins us once again here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Alfredo, it's great to catch up with you. Did you hear Mayor Lightfoot's response to the McDonald's CEO pointing out that they have a problem attracting, you know, franchise operators and employees in Chicagoland McDonald's because of the crime? And Lori Lightfoot said he should have been better educated before he opened his mouth.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, again, it's just very typical of the entire Democrat Party. I mean, in terms of, you know, realities versus, you know, the fiction that they love to spin. I mean, you know, thank goodness that the CEO of McDonald's actually was speaking some truth there and really making the American public aware of what's going on. But Mike, right. You know, my main issue, though, really is the impact that crime is having on small businesses, because look, McDonald's, they can close down 8, 10, 12, 15 different McDonald's across the country. It isn't going to really do much to their earnings. If you have Jack's Pizza, Joe's Pizza down the street, right, that gets their business looted and their storefronts looted and damaged, that's it. That's their business, right?
Game
they're
over.
Out of business.
Game
and
over.
And
yeah.
so that's where my real concern is. It's not the Walgreens and the Nordstrom's and the McDonald's. But it, again, it's the Joe's Pizza down the street that is really getting hit. And guess what, Mike? The crime really is spiking in these large minority communities that really need the help. These small business owners or minority business owners are getting killed in terms of their small businesses.
Well, the good news is Job Creators Network has got a very, very tangible approach. Today, of course, the big news out of Washington is the Republicans unveiling the big agenda, right. You know, the commitment to America. Job Creators Network is unveiling something real big this week, the American Small Business Prosperity Plan. Alfredo, tell us all about it.
Yeah, Mike, it's something that's desperately needed. Over the past several years, Mike, you and I have talked about this, you know, during the whole pandemic and post-pandemic, small businesses have really, really been hit hard. I mean, all of Americans really were hurt. But small businesses in particular, from an economy standpoint, really have not recovered yet. And so what we've developed in conjunction with Newt Gingrich is really this plan to really help small businesses, you know, provide them a framework and frankly, provide a framework for Congress to not only have businesses come back and survive, these small businesses, but to really thrive again, the way they used to be pre-pandemic. So Mike, we laid out an 8-point plan, nice and simple. Folks can understand that. Anybody in Congress can understand that. You know, we're not about 180-point plans because we don't think those really necessarily are a way for, you know, Congress to adopt things. But this 8-point plan is nice and simple. Makes Tax Cuts and Jobs Act permanent. You know how beneficial that was to all of the small businesses across the country and so crucial to our economic success during the Trump administration. Unleashing domestic energy production, healthcare reform to benefit small businesses and families. We're not talking a lot about it right now because inflation is so bad, but healthcare costs continue to rise. Small businesses, exempting them from regulations. Right now, you actually have to prove, if you're a small business, you have to prove why you're exempted from federal regulations that in many cases are so onerous, they'll put you out of business. This flips it on its head, Mike. And we basically say, you know what? If you're a government agency, you want to have this new regulation, you have to prove why small businesses should be included in it. Otherwise, they're automatically excluded from that regulation. And you can see on your screen there, you know, we go all the way down, including getting tough on China and really getting our supply chain unstuck.
This is the kind of tangible stuff that you guys are doing. Go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com to learn all about this this terrific American Small Business Prosperity Plan unveiled this week from Job Creators Network, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. You know, I thought of you when I saw a week or two ago the Democrats celebrating at the White House the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, Alfredo, have you ever seen a more tone-deaf display on the same day that they announced these historic record inflation numbers? Biden and Pelosi, yeah, and the Democrats are celebrating?
Just unbelievably tone-deaf, just horrible. I mean, in terms of, you know, I sit there and I go, my God, who is actually in charge of their communications team? Because, I mean, I was watching that while I was watching CNBC, and I was watching the Dow drop 1,200 points. And I'm sitting there going, boy, you're celebrating. Talk about a mission accomplished moment, Mike. I mean, this was just this is just so bad on so many different levels. I mean, and, you know, first of all, it's bad enough that they're even trying to sell the American public on this idea that this was going to reduce inflation in any way, shape or form. I mean, they really should be calling it the Inflation Production Act, because that's exactly what it's going to do. It's just going to produce more inflation. And, you know, but again, typical of this administration. That's why we call him Pinocchio Joe, because they just keep on lying through their teeth and trying to gaslight the American public and believe in things that aren't true. But you know what, Mike? I believe in the American public, and the American public is realizing that this administration is all about lying to them. And I think they're going to be sick and tired, and they're going to go to the polls, and they're going to express their frustration in November.
Visiting with Alfredo Ortiz, the president and CEO of Job Creators Network, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. The spin machine is in full throttle mode. I mean, Alfredo, we also saw spin about consumer spending being strong. Can you give us some accurate analysis about that? Because that's what I heard the Democrats say, that, well, consumer spending is strong.
Oh, I have to tell you, Mike, I almost have to give them an award for the best fiction writing ever, because that's pretty much what they do. It's all about fiction writing. This consumer spending being strong? No. And they're using a data point. Like, well, look, I mean, consumer spending is up, you know, overall. It's like, well, it's up because they're spending more. They're getting less, but they're spending more because of inflation. Right. I mean, look at the facts, Mike. First of all, when you look at savings accounts for average consumers, you know, pre-pandemic was about 8%. It climbed up to 30%, because of all the government handouts. So people were just basically banking the stuff. But Mike, now it's down to 4%. So it's half of what it was pre-pandemic levels. And credit card usage is up double digits now. So basically what's happened, oh, and by the way, you know, the job growth number that they claim and they're celebrating about, most of that job growth is in part-time jobs, which basically means people can't make their ends meet. So what are they doing? They're having to take part-time jobs to try to make ends meet. And so this is not a good situation. Credit card usage is up. Right. Savings accounts are up. Part-time jobs, right, are increasing because people need to do it. And guess what? With now interest rates going up and those credit card usages going up and home loans going up. I mean, this is going to be a horrible, horrible quarter and back half for all Americans. And then, of course, you have energy prices. I mean, that's going to be on top of everything else. I mean, this administration has spun itself into one of the worst back halves we're going to see in a long time.
Well, fortunately, we have Job Creators Network looking out for us, and we can all get involved in a variety of ways. Support this great organization by going to jobcreatorsnetwork.com, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. I'm going to see you on the Battleground Tour. We're going to be going from city to city. You're going to be sick of me by mid-October, Alfredo Ortiz.
That's right.
That's right? You're going to be sick of me? Come on. No.
Oh, Mike, I'll never get sick of you. From the first time we did our... the first time
Orlando.
We did a bus tour together, man.
Remember,
that was fantastic.
Never
we're going to do it again.
Keep fighting the good fight, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
That's right.
Thank you. Alfredo Ortiz and Job Creators Network is going to be a real important part of our Salem Battleground Talkers Tour. Get more information, battlegroundtour.com, battlegroundtour.com.
Tonight in Grand Prairie, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons at the Texas, what do they call that thing now? Texas Trust CU Theater over there by Lone Star Park. Let's walk like a man into the Mike Gallagher segment. As the whole world thinks that Mike is going to wildly overreact and misrepresent my view,
I'm trying to reach the Casper Milquetoast show. Is this Davis the doormat?
Oh, God.
We don't know if
I should have known. I should have known.
We don't know if it's political. Why do you and Hewitt? Hewitt's doing the same thing. I saw Hewitt last night on Bret Baier. Oh, I think it was just a DUI.
Oh, I don't know. If, I mean, it's, if a I, Trump I don't su- know.
If a Trump supporter said, I killed somebody because they were a Democrat commie lib, we'd be hearing it morning, noon, and night.
Course,
but you're giving them cover.
That's enough with the giving them cover. I'm just saying, look.
Why do you do this? You make me crazy. You're making me crazy.
I know everybody wants to glom onto this, and I'm not going to object to anybody that wants
glom
to.
On.
You clearly do. And I will take the occasion to make the two points that I made, and that is that if this were the other way around, the point you just made, it would lead every newscast, and it would be presumed to be exactly as the narrative speaks.
Why do you want to play into the narrative?
I think.
Why do you want the media blackout? Why do you want to?
No. I'd cover it every day. It's just
let me ask you this direct question.
Here's the answer to your first question, and that is because my inclination these days is to be skeptical of the first version I hear of everything and just wait for more facts and see what the thing is. But in the meantime, I'm more than glad to make the two points that I've made, which really are the two most important. And that is that Joe Biden's hate speech is absolutely contributory to any kind of whacked out, twig snapping leftist who may get violent toward a conservative because that's what they do to us. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I'm not going to let you off the hook. I'm not.
Whatever,
deflecting. You're deflecting. Here, let's just cut to the chase here. Why do people on our side always give the people on their side the benefit of the doubt? You're giving this guy the benefit. What power do you need? The guy said, and here's what's, this is why it's such an important issue.
Mm-hmm.
The guy told the cops after this horrible, fatal crash and act that he ran over him because he was an extremist Republican.
A Republican extremist, yeah.
Right. That's the exact phraseology that Biden has used, as you have pointed
out.
Which is great. So that's something.
All
that's
right.
Not close to the. That's the exact term that the 46th president
that
has
is the
been
language.
Using to smear us.
And that does and make you, it different, as a caller said. It does make it different than the guy who shot up the congressional ball field because he was not acting on any kind of similar hate speech from Bernie Sanders. Sanders never did anything like that.
What more facts do you need with the guy
right.
said it himself? When
I
the
know.
Guy All says, right. "I killed him because he was a Republican extremist." Why would you make an apology? Well, maybe he's drunk. That's what Hewitt did. Well, maybe he was just drunk and he said that. I just want to know why you want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's an instinct I have to sit tight for a couple of days and wait for everything. And just it may be a bad instinct. It's probably not my best talk radio instinct. It's just my human being instinct. Most important
that.
Thing is I'm not distancing from it at all. I don't reject it at all because there's a clearly, if where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a ton of ideologically violent smoke coming off this guy, no doubt about it.
We got a bunch of big fish to fry, so I don't want to badger
you
about this.
No problem.
I will tell you this. I mean, I got into it yesterday with some callers. Some guy from Georgia who called and said, because I mentioned that this has been practically a media blackout. They're not covering this. Jesse Waters last night. Well, then this guy calls me from Atlanta. He says, Mike, I Googled it, and I can find it on CBS. It's on CBS. And people started emailing me and texting me that how it's on the CBS website. Listen, sit this one out. I'm paid to watch the media. I monitor the media. You do, too. We know what they're covering.
There
were
zero minutes on the actual CBS Evening News, ABC World News Tonight, NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, MSNBC, CNN. Zero mention of this
exactly.
for the 24 hours after
and
that.
And that's why this is a huge story, and that's why we should never give a guy like this the benefit of the doubt. When they confess, they confess. He said, I killed him because he's an extremist Republican, and we shouldn't make any excuses for him. And this should be a major story. Now, let's talk about what else is major, and it's happening here in Tampa Bay. You know the area well, and you know the Howard Franklin and all that. The whole community right now is anguished over the death of a 51-year-old Pinellas County Sheriff's deputy overnight. Now, you got to hear the circumstances of this, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
He was middle of the night. There's a lot of construction on 275 over by the Gandhi and everything. And a Hispanic construction worker for a private construction company had a giant front-loading cement truck, some kind of big, huge, massive truck. And the sheriff's deputy was directing traffic.
in the highway. He crushes this poor deputy just like a bug. I mean, he was killed on the spot. And he flees. And he drives about a quarter of a mile in this giant rig. Then he gets out of the rig, confesses to another worker, allegedly, that he killed the cop, right.
Takes off his construction vest and his hat, and he runs.
Uh-oh.
And the whole area now is trying to, we're all in lockdown trying to find this guy who killed this sheriff's deputy earlier this morning. But, you know, it speaks to, and we're going to talk to Roger Shulman and the newsman during the show and everything, and Sheriff Bob Gualtieri is going through all the details. It speaks, all right, connect the dots here. And again, you're going to give them the benefit.
No, it's
your talk show instincts.
Sorry, don't worry. Sorry.
You know what I'm going to say.
I will sideline all of that. Go ahead.
But you know what I'm going to go with this, because Hispanic worker in a private construction company who flees after killing a cop, it's what are the odds that this guy is here legally? Here we go again. You know, and this happens in cities and communities all over America. And it's really impacted.
So if I'm understanding, because I'm only literally it was one of several stories that I was glancing at earlier. It appears that Mr. Vasquez, the suspect, was driving this front loader, the kind of thing you carry these heavy concrete barriers on, and hit this deputy, Michael Hartwick, rest in peace.
Right.
And then he went to find another coworker and admitted this to the coworker, said, I just hit a guy. I just hit a deputy. And I need to get out of here. I need to flee the scene. And the other worker allegedly helped him hide the helmet and the work vest.
That's
and now Mr. Vasquez has not been seen since.
And they can't. And they're trying to find this. They think he's still on foot. They say he sometimes goes to West Tampa. But they've got an all-points bulletin out for this guy. But if indeed, listen, let me play Mark Davis, Casper.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
The guy, we don't know if he's an illegal, you know, but the chances are pretty good he is. Now, he may have panicked. Hey, you know, who knows? Maybe he just is, or maybe he was drunk. But what the likelihood or the possibility exists that he's here illegally, didn't want to get caught because of his status, and here we go again. I mean, this is just, there's a poll out now, Mark, that says the vast majority of Americans, including Democrats, favor shipping the illegals to sanctuary cities.
Absolutely. Is that just the best, one of the best stories of the week, that even independents and the occasional Democrat rather enjoy the notion of illegals landing in these sanctuary enclaves?
Isn't
go figure.
That wild?
Yep.
And here's a wild story. Stacey Abrams says that there's no such thing as a 6-week heartbeat.
I know. The fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks is just a complete fabrication. It's an invention.
A manufactured sound.
Yep. What?
By men seeking to take control of women.
Uh-huh.
You think she's desperate much? This is a desperate tactic. She's not a dumb woman. This is not a dummy. Planned Parenthood, Fox News is reporting, has had to stealthily change their own website because they had it in their own site that there's a fetal heartbeat at 5 and 6 weeks.
Can't have that.
They can't have that now because it conflicts with, Governor Stacey Abrams. So, they're trying to backpedal. They're in trouble, Mark.
They are. I like our chances.
But I had an interesting exercise on the show yesterday where I asked, because they're going to do something in October.
Oh, totally.
There's an October surprise. I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
And I want to bounce it off you because I got callers that suggested this, and I think they're right. They are going to arrest Trump.
I knew that's what you were going to say. Because
the indictment is coming.
That they're going to have a Trump perp walk in the third week of October or something. But here's the weird thing. Be careful what you wish for. Because Democrats hate him already. Look at what the Mar-a-Lago raid did. The Mar-a-Lago raid fired up everybody that even thought of voting for Trump and said, I may be 80% on Trump, 40% on Trump, 50% on Trump, but that's just wrong. If they do that, it may increase the Republican wave.
Well, no kidding. In fact, a lot of people are saying, there's a lot of calls for this Letitia James, that awful, awful
New York's
woman
attorney general. Yep.
With the lawsuit that he over. Oh, imagine that. Trump inflated the value of something.
Oh, the humanity.
Oh, what a shocker. Oh, my gosh. And that never happens in real estate.
Yeah.
Do you know I had my condo appraised for a refi about 6 months ago?
Right.
Florida real estate going crazy, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the appraiser
appraised my condo at 100% more than what I paid for it just 11 months earlier.
Right.
Now, so I don't know if that value is real. A mm-hmm. lot of people joke. They, you know, the real estate people, oh, you know, it's all imaginary.
Right,
you know, these
right.
are all, it's like, well, it's not, could I be sued? Because now I'm just going to say that my condo is valued at X number of dollars.
You're overvaluing.
That's what Trump did. That's what Letitia, and you understand, if she had found any evidence of a crime, she would have charged him.
Of course.
Because she could have.
Yep.
Instead, it's a civil action, and it's a lawsuit just to try to, and you're right, I think it backfired. So my question, though, is, let's put a bow on this. If Trump gets, if there's a perp walk, and listen, is that not the most sickening prospect to think of him being let out in handcuffs?
It is.
Does that not make you sick to your stomach? What does that do to the midterm election?
I think it lights people, and it's kind of, well, ask Trump, and he'll paint pictures of, I don't think America is going to tolerate this, and that'll make everybody think that he's, talk about incitement, that'll make everybody think he's inciting rioting. Exactly.
Oh,
very
newsmaking.
Right.
He didn't say anything about violence.
Not at all. And also, I don't think they'll have him led out in handcuffs. It'll be an arrest of the
top. Oh, I don't know, Mark. Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute. Oh, you don't think that they would give their eye
I don't
teeth
know. God,
to perp walk him in handcuffs?
I know. The usual way that really ultra-high-level people.
If they don't, because if they don't, they'll be held accountable by the left. They'll say you missed the opportunity.
They'll say some normal person
would have been perp walked.
Good point. Because
oh,
the
no,
usual
no,
way,
Eric,
you know, the usual way, if somebody of a very high echelon is going to be arrested, they arrange for them to show up in a black SUV and they do everything behind closed doors.
But they haven't done that with anybody. Look with the Trump people.
That's true.
Peter Navarro.
Roger Stone.
Roger Stone. They go get him and put him in shackles.
Yep.
Oh, they'll do. Trump will be the great whale, Ahab's whale. They will. And I'm with you. They'll be. There will be such an outcry if that happens,
yeah.
And I think it will. I don't know we'll ever recognize it. Finally,
it won't take place on the streets with flaming pitchforks. It'll take place at the ballot box on November 8th.
Where it should.
Yes, indeed.
Where it should.
All right.
Finally, did you hear what DeSantis is doing with China right now in Florida? This is such a fascinating story. He held a press conference. He wants to keep those with links to foreign countries of concern,
mm-hmm.
including China, Iran, Russia, and Cuba, from doing business with Florida governments that could give them access to the personal information of millions of Floridians.
Yep.
He's taken on China. He's unveiled several legislative proposals yesterday. This guy, he's the real deal.
And I'll tell you what it does, because a lot of people have said he's the governor of Florida. How does that give you foreign policy chops that maybe a Tom Cotton or a Mike Pompeo might have in 24? Well, I'll tell you what, if as the governor of Florida, you engage with China on the world stage, instant foreign policy victory. And
you bet. And yep. He's doing it to protect Floridians. He signed an executive order yesterday to keep state and local governments in Florida from procuring technology products and services from the Chinese Communist Party.
Targeting also Iran, Russia, and Cuba about various things with cybersecurity as well. It is a foreign policy victory for a Florida governor. Eight life
grand. Keep your eye on that, guy.
All righty, man. Well, thank you.
Thanks for
toughening me up. Thanks for the pep talk. I love you, man.
Have a great weekend. I love you. See you
Mike
Monday.
Gallagher, today at 10, taking no prisoners, taking names, kicking butt, 7:53.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.